Hello, and let me start day four with a quote. Surely God would not have created such a being to exist only for a day. No, man was made for immortality. Abraham Lincoln. What we see is not all there is. I'm not sure whether you have given much thought to what happens when life expires. I know it's not the most joyous of topics to talk about, but there's nothing like being in a memorial service, watching in reality the expiration of life, which is going to happen to all of us. And so where to next? I believe we'll spend way more time on the other side of here and now, because eternity awaits us all. We were made to last forever. So what is the defining factor in relation to eternity? Well, I believe it's our relationship with God here and now that will determine our relationship with Him in eternity. Based upon belief in Jesus, who is the very nature of God in human form, as being personal Savior, we either live connected with God or disconnected. Now, I know eternity is a massive concept, and it's hard to wrap our head around it. But living mindful of eternity will absolutely impact the way we live now. You know, eternity brings perspective. Perspective is a powerful thing. You know what it's like when you are standing at the base of a mountain and everything around you seems so big. You're so small in comparison to everything that you're facing. I remember the first time that we went up Table Mountain in Cape Town. I was young and I don't do very well with heights. And so I reckon I sat on the floor of the cable car going up that mountain the entire time. And I was pretty stoked when we got to the top. But it's amazing when you get to a new vantage point, when you get higher and you get above, you get perspective. Perspective is not about what we see. It's about how we see it. Now, we all see the same thing, but it's amazing how differently we can see that thing. See, living in light of eternity is about bringing perspective. And it should affect our values and what we consider to be of true worth. There should be a higher premium on people and relationships rather than material accumulation and fame. If this were all there is, then sure, we can live in such a way that takes no consideration for anyone else or anything else. Live with reckless abandon. But if we believe there is more, and I do, consider how this life plays a role in the life that is to come. God has a purpose for you here on earth, but it doesn't end here. It's foolish not to consider what comes next. We can't deny the inevitable. We need to think more about eternity and not less. We find ourselves in a situation right now, globally speaking, where the reality of life finishing is so in our face, with COVID and the global pandemic and the tragedy of so many having life end as we know it. And so what next? For us whom would have faith and choose to profess that Jesus is Savior, is Lord, we don't need to fear what comes next. We don't need to fear death. We would know that there is something more. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. It talks of how God has planted eternity in the human heart. I think if we all paused for long enough, we would acknowledge that there is this deep innate sense that there is something more, that there is something to come. Eternity awaits. And the purpose that we live, the purpose that is God's for our life, yes, we live it out here and now. But it echoes into eternity. And so, to bring a summary to this thought today, eternity awaits. Live life in light of eternity. There is more to life than here and now. And look at that passage from Ecclesiastes. And maybe today, take a moment and ask. Ask for that perspective. Ask for that higher way of seeing. Ask that we might see as God sees.